Sugar was the book
said altogether. Kum lena blat gemur. The gemur is about 13 or 14 lines from the top. Basically, from the Mishnah, we have a problem. The Mishnah starts off talking about a case where you're a shomer and you don't designate a place where you're going to put the item and then you take it. We said it depends. Yeah, and you got damaged by accident. It was an accident. We say if it's litzor, you took it and you moved it for the benefit of the item, obviously you're not responsible. If you moved it for your own benefit, you are responsible because you have no right to take it. But the Mishnah then said, but once you put it back, you're no longer responsible. Sounds like Rabbi Shmuel that if you steal something and you give it back to the owner, it's all right. But the Sefer talks about a case where you actually designated a space. You put it in, you said you'll put it in a certain place, a closet. And then it says there that even after you put it back, if you had no right to take it, if you haven't had to put it back, you're still responsible, which sounds like a rekiva. Can it be that the Mishnah should have two different authors? And Rabbi Yechonah says, yes, unfortunately, yes. But if somebody can tell me how it can be under one author, I'd be more than glad, and I'll be deeply appreciative. Says the Gemara, however, others disagree. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva Rabba, sorry, Rabbi, who are we? Rabbi Akiva Rabba, Targum Rabbi Akiva Rabba, Kameda Rab. Rabbi Yaakov at Abba interpreted the Mishnah by in front of Rav, Shenot la amanas le goizlo. That is talking about a case where you took the item in order to steal it. No. There's three ways to learn a Shat Mishnah, as we're going to see in a minute. We're talking about Gzele, or we're talking about Shalich Ziyad, or we're talking about Shoyal Shalom Adas. Gzele is different than Shalich Ziyad. Gzele means you intended to steal it. If you intend to steal it, then the din is only that which you intended to steal, are you a ganif. So if a barrel has 100 gallons, you only want to steal 2 gallons, you're not chai for the other 98. Masha'en Kain, if you were in the shlich ziyad, you intended to be shalech yad and use it, not to steal it and keep it forever, but you intended shalech yad to use it somehow or another, then as soon as you even wanted to use part of it, you're moil the shlichis and you're responsible for the entire thing. Then you have the third concept, which is shoyul, which is you're not taking anything. You're just borrowing it to use it, and then you put it back. And there's a machlekes in the Gemara. Sorry. No. We're saying, what was your intention to be a gazan to be shalech yad? Very different.
Gazan or ganav means no difference.
No, ganav means no difference. Shalech yad or gazan. Shalech yad is. Yeah. On the other hand, when it comes to Shlichas Yad, we're going to have a machlekes where the Shlichas Yad need a chesaron. In other words, the Shlichas Yad could be the moment you wanted to be Shalech Yad, even though you were not yet, you're already responsible. In other words, you took the barrel, but you didn't take any of the wine out of it yet. You're already called Shalech Yad. Or Shlichas Yad is dafke when you start taking the wine out, then you can classify Shalech Yad. So that's what we're going to see. We have three answers to the Gemara. Tagmar Yaakov Rabbi Kamed Rav Shenot La Menas Le Goiz. Let's talk about a case where you actually took it in order to steal it, and therefore you're a gazlin. And we'll soon see. Now, what we're going to look at the Gemara at the end, before we get distracted, because we get very distracted, the Gemara at the end is going to answer that's all one tana. It's all Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, why in the safe if you put it back, we say you're still responsible? Because we're talking about a case where there's a special place for the item, and you put it back in the wrong place. That is why, even after you put it back, it's kiyachay, because it's not the place that you made up, so it's never considered returning it. That's how we learn the Mishnah Torah Rabbi Shmuel. But we're going to sidetrack now. In the intern, what exactly are you liable for? It says the Gemara. Comes along Rab Nosson Barabba, I guess his brother, Kamed Rav, he learned Shenot La Manas L'Shloyach B'Yad. It wasn't a case of Gzeila, it was a case of Shlichas Yad. It was Shlichas Yad. Let's just do Rashi Rab Nosson Targum so you understand the difference between Shlichas Yad and Gzeila. Rab Nosson Targum, which is parallel to the Gemara. Rab Nosson Targum, even though you had absolutely no intention to steal it permanently or to steal all of it, you didn't intend to steal all of it. Gzeila, you want to steal all of it. Elo, amanas shlech b'yad, you only want to be shlech yad v'litel miktosa. You only, see, when he said, the first one said that you took it to steal, it means you want to steal the entire barrel. Comes because if you want to steal part of the barrel, you're only reliable for that part that you wanted to steal. Comes along Rab Nosson, he says, no, that we're talking about Shlichas Yad. And therefore, even though you didn't want to take the whole thing, all you wanted was take part of it. You didn't take it. The moment you wanted to, two things here. First of all, only part of it. Second of all, according to this, even if you didn't want it yet, even though you didn't do it yet, you just took it, but you didn't take anything yet. I feel hachi kamalei b'shusikula. The whole thing now is in your shoes. V'havelik zela. You're right now considered a gazlan. Nuboy hashava. You need to return it. Uvemokim she'ena mekayim lava shavi. So when you return it, and I told you we learned that we're going to learn that you put it in the wrong place, it's not a hashava. And Rav Sheshes, the next day in the Gemara, okay, let's continue back to the Gemara. Before we get to Rav Sheshes, the Gemara, the Maikim, if you bought some Achleikis, the Shlichas Yad. Rav Sheshes, Gzeila is, you wanted to steal it permanently. But the Nafkamin is, by Gzeila, whatever amount you wanted to steal, that's what you're gazing for. So when he's a gzela, so the pasha is a gzela, and the mission said you're liable for the whole barrel. So it could only be talking about that you wanted to steal the whole barrel. But shlichas yad, you only want to take one barrel, and you're responsible for the whole barrel. You're no longer the shomer. You're no longer, it's no longer in the balabasas or shus. Different vart altogether.
I understand, but I'm trying to understand the distinction between your intentions to take it all and your intentions to take the whole thing.
If I want to steal the whole thing, I'm a ganav.
Right, but the point is, but let's assume until I pick it up, I pick it up, and I want the whole thing, so I'm not a ganav.
I'm a gazlan. In gazlan, you have to make a kinyan. The moment in order to become a gazlan, you have to make a kinyan. So, I don't need to make a kinyan. So as soon as you make a kinyan, you become, and my intention was to steal it, I'm a gander, like any gander. No, Shlichas Yad is, I don't want to steal it. I don't want to steal it. I want to take a little bit. In the moment you moved it from its original place, it doesn't matter whether it was through a kinyan or not. The moment you took it out of its original place, that's it. You're Shlichas Yad. Even though you didn't take the wine out. Shlichas Yad ain't not Shlichas Chasam. Even though you didn't take physically the wine from the barrel, you just moved the barrel.
Being in your mind doesn't make you come. You have to actually do something.
We're going to have later on a machlekes of having in mind between Rasham Mesil. It really makes a problem. Not Ganef, but Shlichas Yad. Mandam al Goyzo, the one who says to steal, Ksava Shlichas Yad Tzichason, he says no. Shlichas Yad, you actually physically have to take the wine before you Gishalech Yad. Here we're talking, he didn't take the wine yet. So therefore, he says, no Shlichas Yad, it's Gazan. What's a Gazan? A Gazan, the moment you pick the barrel up, you're a Gazan. I don't care whether you took any wine out of the barrel, who cares? A Shlichas Yad, he says, you're not Shlichas Yad until you physically took some of the wine out. How do we know? We'll see them more later. We learn from Pesukim. Well, man, do I'm not Shlichas Yad, Yaksova, or we'll see him prices. Man, do Shlichas Yad, Yaksova, Shlichas Yad, it's your son. Masked of Sheshes, I don't understand both of you. Midday not Loktina, does it say he took it? Either whether he learns a gun, or he learns Shlichas Yad, it's not about he took the barrel. Does it say in the Mishnah he took it? He stole it? It says tiltly, he just moved it. Well, nothing to do with stealing. All he did wrong here was he moved something from his original place.
If he moved it, I reckon, and he then changed his mind, said, no, he shouldn't be doing that.
That's what we're talking about. If you put it back, if you're gone, it doesn't help putting it back, according to Rabbi Kiva. Unless you tell the owner, I took it and I put it back. So he said, because it says tiltlo, I'm not talking about stealing here, we're talking about using, not stealing. So what happened here? I just wanted to use it. I borrowed, let's say, the barrel so I can stand on it to take some chickens or some birds. So I wanted to use your barrel as a ladder. So no stealing here involved at all. Not shlichas yad, not gzela. All I wanted was to use it. Because Savan, he's of the opinion that shoyul shaloy medaz gazan have a, that if you borrow without permission, you're no different than a gazan. But not everyone agrees. But the cooler Rabbi Shmoli, how is it all Rabbi Shmoli? How come in the sefer then you're still liable after you put it back? The sefer sheinicha b'makom she'ena mekayma, you put it back but in the wrong place, not where it belongs.
Well, if the owner had something here, and you.
It's in my house.
You're the shomer.
I'm the shomer.
You're looking after somebody's barrel.
That's right.
You've got your own barrels there.
Yeah,
you also agree what the place is. This is talking that you agree.
In the safe. In the safe. Yeah. You put it in a certain corner, so that's yours. And we, the Balamoy and other shame learned, and we had it before in Psochim and other places, and Baba Kama, that if you put it, designate an area, and I'm holding it for you, the Mafkin, and I'm the Shemir, that area becomes yours now. It's like, it's in my, it's in your house, your barrel's in your house. That's how we look at it. We learned the Gay Chometz as well, whatever. Okay. Exactly what it is. But Rabbi Yechanan, why doesn't Rabbi Yechanan agree with all these three people? Because Rabbi Yechanan says he nicha b'mekayim mashma. Because the way why does Rabbi Yechanan feel at the end of the brayse must be Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah must be Rabbi Akiva? Because it says he nicha sounds like he put it back in his original place. You're telling me he nicha, he put it down but in the wrong place. That's not he nicha sounds like he took it and he nicha, he put it back. This is not putting it back. This is putting it down. Different word.
So some Rabbi Akiva says even then you have to let the Baba Ghost leave the
other night. Not even. Yeah, that's all about Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if you put it back in original place, it's over. Why does the Mishnah say you're liable? It must be Rabbi Akiva. So it's two Tanoim and a Mishnah. And I don't like it, says Rabbi Yechon, or Habish Gebreda. Says the Gemara, Itmar, we learn. Now let's analyze this previous Machlekes. Itmar, we learn that Rabbi Levi, Chad, Rabbi Shlich, Ziyad, Sichzor, Wendam, Shlich, Ziyad, Nidzich, Sor. And Kol's man, you didn't take it. It's not yours. As soon as you took the barrel, even though you didn't physically take the wine out, you're already shleich yad. We don't know who says what. Let's conclude. Rav is the Omer shleich yad. Ain't not zichich son. Rav holds you don't need a son. How do I know? Time we lent. Roye, there was a pastor, a shepherd, Roye Edroy, that he was grazing there with his sheep. He niach Edroy, and he just walked away from his sheep. Uvolier, and he came to the city. In the meantime, Uvoze v'torabo came a wolf, and he preyed on one of the sheep there. Question is whether the shame is chayv. Or Ari v'daras, or a lion came and he trampled. Potter, he's potter. Why is he potter? Because an anus. Because he, and if he would have been there, he couldn't have done anything to protect it. I looked at him, but he left. He's a pshia. He walked away. So we said that if he walks away when all the other poyulim also walk away, it's not a pshia. Or he heard the roar of the lion and he got scared. So he's all part of the anus. Now, it says there, what about he niach makloi v'tarmiliyaleh? What about he decided to use one of the animals and he placed his personal belongings on top of the sheep to carry it? Then chayev, he is chayev. Because now he's shalech yad, he's no longer shayim, like a ganef, and he's chayev. Now, Vavim, we'll try to understand.
So was he put it to makloi v'tarmiliyaleh, and then there's this oinus of the
animal. Who cares? Yeah, once you're a ganef, oinus doesn't matter. You're responsible. Now, Luchayda, Vavina, but we try to understand. Only on the sheep that he used.
Oh, it has to be on that one.
Yeah, yeah. Vavina, we asked, Mishum di niyach makloi.
When the guy gets you to be the shepherd, he doesn't want you to use his sheep to put your feet.
You're a Shem Mechinah, or a Shem Mesach, whatever you are. I pay you.
He says, you look after my sheep, but don't use them.
What right do you have to use my sheep for your benefit? So but you put a stick there, why should it be chayiv? Hosha klinu, that he took it back. We learned before that if he takes it and puts it back in its original place, you're not chayiv anymore. So if he took it, he had a stick on it, let's say, but he took it away. It's just like you put it back in his normal situation. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, which is the halacha l'chayiv, you don't need das bailus. What's going on here? Who told you took it back? Maybe the stick is still sitting atop it. Even if it's on it, who cares? By shlichas yad also, you have to pull it, and you have to, I guess, even shlichas yad, you have to make some kind of a kinyan. And he didn't do anything; he just put the stick on the animal, and the animal did whatever they did. So, where is the kinyan to make you a shlich yad, a ganef? Because even shlichas yad, if you take the barrel and you just tilt it, and you didn't move it from his place, you open the spigot there and you take some wine out, you're not a shlech yad. Whatever you took, you're gone. But you're not a shlech yad on the whole thing. You have to make a kinyan as well. So the cheder wears it. And the gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel Yitzchok Bar Rav, Kisha b'makol. In the name of Rav, Rav is the one that answers. Talking about you hit it with it when you put the stick down, you gave it a whack. The rotzel of the animal ran in front of you, and we learned in Kedushin that is a form of Meshicha. If you give it a little bit of a smack and whatever, it moves for you, that's already considered Meshicha. Now, L'chayde, so therefore, and this is Rav saying it, so therefore, now you shall lechiyad. Does the animal get any weaker by you placing the stick on top of the animal? No. You just said before that shalich ziyad needs chsorn. That means you have to take something away from the original thing. He took nothing away. By putting my walking stick on top of the animal, nothing happened. There's no chsorn there. So it must be that shalich ziyad doesn't need chsorn. And who's the author of this Rav? Is it right? Rav holds that shalich ziyad doesn't need chsorn. As the Gemara, Rashi asked an interesting question here. Who told you that the whole vartei is shlichas yad and then you bring a raif mir shlichas yad on nichsar? We had a date of Sheish, you said before, that shoyul shalem adas yer ganev. Maybe Rav also, that shoyul shalem adas yer ganev. Maybe the problem is he's just borrowing it. Shlichus Yad needs chsaron, let's say. Maybe he does need chsaron. Over here, there's no chsaron. You just put it, you're using the animal, so that's borrowing without permission. And according to Rav Sheikh, just borrowing without permission, you're ganav. Why can't the rabbi hold the same thing? So what's the raya? It has anything to do with Shlichus Yad. Maybe it's just Shoyos Lemedas. That's Rashi's question. Let's look into Rashi here. Five lines on the bottom. It says, V'i kasha. See? Six lines. V'i kasha, have a question. Dilma hodim ha'anich makli v'tamiloi. Chiyuva the chiva is la'mushum shlichas yadu. Dilma boi chsaron, and therefore maybe taka shlichas yad nidich chsaron. Ela mushum shoyul shalem edasu. Maybe the sachakal, he's a borrower. And kehudali, like we learned before, Rav Sheshes, the chav is loy, the chav is loy, it can be. Why not? Says Rashi. When do we say, let's say you use the barrel as a ladder to climb up and to get something? Generally, when you climb a ladder or you stand on top of the barrel, nothing happened to the barrel. Nothing. So all the problem is you used it. So that you're borrowing without permission. So the issue was a gazan, not a gazan. But balechayim, every time you use a balechayim, hamakhishim machmel malacha. Interesting. Every time you use a balechayim to expend its energy, it makes it weaker. So from the very outset, what, you're not a shoyel, you're shliach yad. Because shliach yad, everyone is masking that if you're shliach yad and there's a chsaron, that's shliach yad. And by an animal, every time you use it, it's shliach yad. Here in today's modern world, we say that every time you use your muscles, it makes you stronger. Faket, I'm helping you.
The point is, even if there is, but that whatever it is,
the moment there is, then that shlichus yad takes over.
Even though the animal afterwards rejuvenates itself,
that's what we're saying. It's always, every time you use it, it's considered kachush. Right now, it doesn't matter. 20 minutes later, what happens? Right now, what did you do? You machish the animal. That's shlichus yad.
So even though the nezek happens, 20 minutes later, when the animal is already replenished, that koyach that's lost.
Right.
It's still safe.
It doesn't matter because right now, yeah.
So the chayda,
every shlichas yad has chesaron. Yeah. So what's hard to understand is Rashi saying here that every time you use an animal, there's a chesaron, and the gemaras wanted to say that putting a stick on the animal, there's no chesaron. And want to bring it out from the shul. It's a little bit hard to understand what it means exactly here.
So, I mean, if you have the case of the lion or the.
So it seems Rashi is giving a general rule. That Rashi seems to be saying a rule. There is no such thing as shoyel by animal. Even in this case, might not be a chsaron. But since an algamein, whenever you use an animal, usually there's a chsaron. Therefore, any time you're using somebody's animal without permission, you're not a shoyel shlemedas. If you're a shomer, you're a shleich yad. In this particular case, it isn't what I think more things right now, it isn't. It doesn't matter. In general, that whole... That's what Rashi seems to be saying. In general. Anyway, anything more about it? Aimer, let us say, she kisha mamako. Someone over here that you actually, you hit the animal with a stick. You didn't just put it down, you hit it. So therefore, it weakened the animal. They can approve you to Tony, Shechisha Makol, it says that he hit it with animals, Shmami knows that I am. So therefore, the word over here, Shlichas Yad actually had a chsaron. Umid Rav, since Rav is the one who said it, and he holds Shlichas Yad chsaron, must be that Levi saw Shlichas Yad ain't a tzich chsaron. For anyone of my time in the Levi, why does he hold Shlichas Yad doesn't need chsaron? As soon as you wanted to take wine, you move the barrel, even though you didn't take any wine out, you're ready to consider Shlich Yad. Why? I'll tell you why. Rabbi Yechon said the name of Rabbi Yisrael ben Aroy, who was his Rebbe. Meshune shlichas yad or amura b'shem esachar, meshlichas yad amura b'shem echinim. Say by shem echinim, say by shem esachar. The Rebbe says you have to swear that you weren't shleich by yad. Why do the Torah have to spell out in both places? L'chayit, if madach, if a shem echinim. He's not a b'shleich yad, surely shem esachar is not a b'shleich by yad. So what I need both? Must be that he's coming to teach you something. And one of them is coming to teach you that a shlichas yad does not need a chsaron. But I disagree with my Rebbe. Rashi says Rabbi Yechon argues Rabbi Yechon Roy, who is his Rebbe, and I say Einem Meshune. I hold there's nothing extra over here. We need them both, and because we need them both, therefore there's nothing extra. The Shlichas Yad doesn't need a Chesaron. There's no possible teacher. You don't need a Chesaron. What's going on here?
What is the difference between
Shem? You explain. Both places tell us that you have to swear you wouldn't Shalech Yad. My Meshune. What do you mean that it's extra? Why do you have to mention Shlichas Yad? Which is stricter, Shem? Sachar Hashem Mechinen. Of course, Hashem Sachar. You chayv gnei v'aveda. So mega kabel chayim. Madu Hashem Mechinen, which lechayim is part of everything chus pshia, which is the pshia is a mazik. Some say the same in the din of Hashem. And for Desvegan, we say that what that he has to shaliyad makes chayiv. Shows before Hashem Sachar. I need a posik for that. Yet surely. So why in the world the Torah write down? I can tell you that shlichas yad ain't not tzlichas chsaron. The extra pasuk come and tell you that shlichas yad does not need a chsaron. However, if you remember, we had in the Gemara before that's lav davka that Hashem Mesachar is strict in Hashem Mechinim, because there's an aspect of Hashem Mechinim which is strict in Hashem Mesachar, and that is if Hashem Mechinim would say it was stolen, and he swears that it was stolen, then it turns out to be that he himself was the ganef. Not only does he have to reimburse the balabas, the principal, he has to also pay double. Hashem Mesachar never pays double, so there's a chumra by Hashem Mechinim you don't find by Hashem Mesachar. The fact that Hashem Mechinim has to pay kefil sometimes. And not Hashem Sachar. It's possible. If he would have said it's stolen, he still has to pay. How could he pat himself? Tain is Geneva. But then the other opinion of Gemara, if you remember, he had this in the case. The other opinion of Gemara says no, that Keren like Kfila is Adif Mikfila Bishwur. In other words, the fact that every single time Hashem Mesachar pays on Gneva Va'aveda is a lot more of a Chumra than the fact that Hashem Mechinim, if he swears, and it turns out to be that he swore false, and he's a Ganav, how often does that happen? So which is more Chumra? And that's the question. A one in a million thing happens, but it's very strict versus every day occurrence, which is so. Which is because they're more strict. Why? I follow Rabbi Loza's opinion. Rabbi Loza says that both shlichas yad mean exactly the same thing. My dov do achzi. What do you mean the same thing? Isn't it superfluous? No. You can ask a question. You know why Hashem Mechinam Shekain? You want to make a kavu chaim? It's not a kavu chaim. There's a chumra by Hashem Mechinam Shekain Mishalim Tashlum Mekeful Betoy and Tain is gone. If you have a chumra by Hashem Mechinam, which you don't have by Hashem Mezachar, that sometimes you pay double. No, and how come the first opinion Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Roy is not worried about that? Umandele Parah. So he holds that Karna Beloy Shvua, that a keren without a shvua is adif and stricter than a kveila bishvua. A kveila bishvua, yeah. Comes along Rav and he says, so you want to say that according to Rabbi Lozer, Dovido Achasi, that both Shlichas Yad are exactly the same, so therefore there's no longer a limit to teach you that Shlichas Yad does not Nichsaran. I can tell you that even Rabbi Lozer, there's an extra Shlichas Yad to teach you that Shlichas Yad does not need Nichsaran, that even though nothing was taken, you're ready Shlichas Yad as long as you picked it up. With intention of taking it, you're ready Shlichas Yad. Where do you find that? Rav Amar, Loi Taima Shlichas Yad. You know why? I'll tell you what's extra. You don't need shlichas yad, not by Shem Mechinim, not by Shem Esachar. V'teisim Shoyl. By Shoyl, you also have the pasuk about he has to swear by shlichas yad. In the case where he's potter. When is he potter? He's potter if it's Mesa Machas Malacha. He has to be swear that he wasn't shlich yad. Like this. Yeah. A Shoyl is chayiv on all einsin. A Shoyl is chayiv on all einsin. That's like shlichas yad. What's a shlichas yad? When you use it for your own personal benefit, you're chayv on everything, right? What's a shoyl? A shoyl is using it for his own personal benefit. No, boss. The only chilik is he has the right to. But what do we see? The moment that you use it for your own personal benefit, you're chayv on all einsin. So surely, it's the same thing by Hashem Echin and Hashem Esachar. When they use it, and it's a kavu chaymer. It's a kavu chaymer. They have no right to. They have no rishus. So surely, if they use it for their own benefit, the chayv and no lainzin. What I need a pasuk by Hashem Echinim and a pasuk by Hashem Esachar, I wasn't shaleir b'yad. They're both extra. So even according to Rabbi Elazar, they're both extra to teach you the shlichas yad, ein tzichason. Says the Gemara. V'chayr v'teisim m'shoyol. Let's say, ma'adach shoyol. D'ledaz b'ilin kovet. He had every right to use it. But since he used it, shalabayat chayiv, it's a modern lashon shalabayat. But I mean, he had a right to, even though it sounds like that's the wrong thing to do. He had the right to use it, but he's chayiv now. He's liable for every single einus.
He doesn't use it yet. If he borrows it,
but he's chayiv at the moment. Mishas Mashiach, he's chayiv. Yeah.
But what sort of shlichas yad do you have that's not contemplated in the?
Yeah, but it's all about it, yeah.
What is this? Unless you use it in a way, unless a shlichas yad, you're doing it in a way that you're supposed to use it. Is it?
A mason machs shows always chayv. A mason machs lochlining is potter, but the other guys, the shem mechinim and shem mesacher, if they were shalech yad, if mason machs molacher, They would be chayiv. The chayiv had no right to do it.
Well, it's not malach. No. Malach
for true. Yeah, you're right. There's also concept of malach. Yeah, exactly. However, we do cover the concept of the sheila b'bayim. We'll see in a minute. Shem mechinim v'shem esacha loikoshkein. Surely they should be chayiv and alive. Everything. What do you need to pause for? Lama nemar. So I have two psukim that are extra now. Even according to Rabbi Lozer, the one that b'shem mechinim, one b'shem esacha. Chad olam loch shlichas yad enes yichson. One of them tell you that shlichas yad does not need, even though you didn't take it yet. You shouldn't say, see, there's one p'tur by a shoyel that could apply here, which is not going to. By a shoyel, if the owner who lent me the animal actually works for me, and the animal dies, I'm potter. There's a custom we'll see later. But if I'm a shoyel mechinim or shoyel mezachar, and I use your thing, that mission, and you, the guy who stored it by me, works for me, I don't have the p'tur of she'ilah b'baylim. Yeah.
Work means that he's present at the time.
No. We'll see later. He's my boy. The Gemara was tomorrow. You see the end of
it. You get a what do you call it? You get a work at the plow your field, but he's the one who's supplying the animal to plow the field.
It's more than that. We'll see later. We'll see later. The Gemara. Gemara's advice.
He's working for you.
We'll see later in the Gemara. There's advice. No, not even that. We'll see later in the Gemara where the Gemara gives advice, which the Gemara shouldn't have. The Gemara has a problem with advice that if you want to borrow something and get out of paying anything, go if he's a barber. While you're borrowing it, ask him to cut your hair and pay him for it. So when he's cutting your hair, he's working for you. So when you borrowed it, while you're sitting there in a chair, say, oh, I want to borrow your cow for 9 months. Yeah, no problem. And he's shaving you, and he's working for you right now. It's called Shilu B'Baglum. Doesn't matter at the time when the animal died.
For 9 months.
Yeah, you're potter.
So at the time,
is the time of the loan, not the time of the. We'll talk about all that.
The animal died a natural death. You
shouldn't
be liable.
A shoyel is responsible. Why? Only time is why? Because that you took all responsibility. I got to give you back a cow. Anything happened? That's einzin. Tomorrow, oh, wait, maybe we'll go a little bit later. Today says, oh, okay, cool, let's continue. So we would have thought, which is Hashem Echid, Hashem Esach, if he shalech yad, if the Balabas works for him, he should be potter, because daye love him, adin lish kenodin, which means that you cannot learn more than we originally from. But if you're learning from Shoyel, so the Shoyel will be potter, they too should be potter. That's why you have the second pasuk of shlichas yad by Hashem Echid, Hashem Esach, tell you, no, this is even worse than Shoyel. What about the opinion we learned before that says that shlichas yad doesn't need a chsaron? You know, Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba, who said you do need a chsaron. What's he do with all these extra shlich yad? Hani tarti shlichas yad lomeli. Okay, chada, I agree, I grant you shlich tayma dayel and nagenadin. Abavidach. We answer. Look at the Tanya. You know, need it for. We need for the following. It says, "Nikra balabayis alakim l'shvua." This thing here, when if the shem echinim says it was stolen. Right, the Shem Echinim was stolen. Turned out to be later that he was the ganav, so we got to pay double. How far did he have to go down the track say it was stolen? Did he have to actually swear that it was stolen? And only after that do we say, if we caught him out, that he paid double? What about if he said it was stolen? He went to the bezin and he said it was stolen, but he didn't have a chance yet to swear. And before he had a chance to swear, they found the animal by him. Does he still pay double or not? So we learned the brayts of a nikra balabayis alakim that they brought him to bezin lishvua. He had to swear that it was stolen before. If he caught out, he paid ato emir lishvua in aladin. Maybe as soon as he approaches the bezin, he says it was stolen, and he found to be a liar. That's it. Here he paid double. Nem lishlichas yad lamata. Nem lishlichas yad lamayla. Says of yishlichas yad by b'shem esacher. It says shvua, and it says by b'shem echinim mala halan lishvua. Just like it's a shvua that Afkan by Shem Esachah never told him a shvua because he has to swear that it was stolen. So Afkan l'shvua shvua as well. Let's start the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah, Hamafkid Mois Eitzel Chavedoi, if somebody stores money by his friend. We already had this Mishnah previously. Tzarira, and you bundled it up, but instead of being responsible and holding it in front of you, he shilin lachaydav, you put it behind your back. And a pickpocketer came by and tore open over the bag in the back and stole all your money. The shail is, are you responsible? If you remember, we had the whole sugi in the Gemara before, Shemer Shemasram L'Shemer, and we brought Rai from here, that only B'nai B'tek Tani, but B'nai B'tek Deilim, you're allowed to give. If the word is, I don't want you, I don't want my pekon in somebody else's hand, or the pshat is, I don't trust the other person with the shvur. So here we say, you're allowed to give it to your children. Why? Because you know that you always give it to your children, you can't be in the house all the time. He gave it to young children. And you close the door properly. You did not close the door properly. Why? You didn't guard it properly, and therefore you didn't take your responsibility. However, but if you guarded it properly, then you are potter. Even though you gave it to your children, you are potter. Says the Gemara. It makes sense why you're liable. You gave it to your child to watch, or you closed the door. If it's or and you didn't close the door properly, but if you fine. What's wrong? Why in the first case of the Mishnah you took the money, you bundled it up, and then put it behind me? I'm chayv. What did I do wrong? It says in the pasuk by Ma'aseh Sheni we bring it to Shalim. It says in the pasuk v'tzar to hakesev, you should bundle up the money, and it says v'yodech in your hand. It says the money should be bundled up in your hand. Your hand is in front of you, so the hand you always see what you have. Even though it's bundled up, putting it behind you is irresponsible. It has to be in front of you all the time. But Rabbi Yitzchak says, "La oylam yehe kaspei shel adam," that a person's money should always be motzi biyadai. A person should always have his money in front of him. This is the same Rabbi Yitzchak who says that people check their pockets all the time. He really had this obsession with money. Rabbi Yitzchak. He says before he said in the beginning of Ayel Metzias that you should always people always mamash check their pockets all the time, and here he says you should always have the money in your hand. Shneimer says, keep it under the mattress, you know, don't put it in the bank. You should bundle the money in your hand. But Amr Abi Yitzchak further, he has a lot of things about money. La'olam yashlish adam esma oisav, a person should divide his money in three. Machlekes in Mefarshim, what exactly the first one is. Shlish b'karka, does he mean a third of your money you should hide in the ground, or does he mean a third of your money you should invest in real estate? Machlekes. What do you call it? A third of your money you should invest in business, and a third keep it in cash in your bank account in case things go wrong and you need money straight away. Rabbi Yitzchak continues saying, must be something behind this thing here, because Rabbi Yitzchak really talks a lot about money, more than almost any other amir. Rabbi Yitzchak, ain habracha metzuya, if you want a bracha, ella bedavar hasamim in a ayin, something which is samim in a ayin, which you don't, it's really, it's not in front of you. So then if the bracha happens, it's not so clear, you can say, oh, it's a bracha, people make an ayin hara, zei baita. Shneimer says,
I think some of the Bernishchai would give an explanation of all these ways.
Okay, true, yeah. The Aruch HaShulchan uses this to say, when it says, Loiva Raiva, Ani Mishalom, they just says, you borrow, you know, spend on Shabbos as much as you want, and all that, you know, it's not the Cheshbon, and it takes the bay. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that it only works on a business person, cannot work on a salary person. Because Eina Baruch HaMetzuya, Udava Sommimanai, in a salary, you get every week $500. How is Abish going to make you give you more money? Because you spent $200 on Shabbos, you suddenly going to make more money this week. It's impossible because it's a fixed number. But if you're in business, there's no fixed number. Every day, you know, one day is more, one day is less. So therefore, Abish can sneak it in and you'll never know.
Get a promotion.
You get a salary increase.
He had no emunah d'Aruch HaShulchan. Listen, when the lottery, who knows? But anyway, Abish had a harba d'Rochem l'makah, but he couldn't figure it out. But the vart is using this vart because if it's a fixed amount, it's very hard to throw a brach in. When it's some of an ayin, so it's a very modern zach. Here he says that you shouldn't really know exactly how much I'm an ayin, and then he says you keep on counting your money every day. Every day you look at your bank account, so how much exactly do I have here? Which one does he want? You should keep an obsession about money, or don't think about it. Shneimer says, Yitzav Hashem, itcha es habrocha, the Eibusha will give the bracha with you, ba'asamecha, and asamecha we're going to tie each somewhere, something hidden from the eye. Tanya ben Rabbi Shmuel learned similarly, ein habrocha metzuya ela bedavar, only something she ein ha'ayin she letters by, that the ayin cannot see. Again, masamecha, which is hidden. So they're both saying the same thing, but a different way. She never says, it's habrocha ba'asamecha. Tanya Rabbi learned, ahoy lich lamoid is goyro, no, if you're going to measure the produce of that, you know, in the threshing floor, so how much did I, whatever, cut and harvest and so on, oymer, before you go in, you say, hiratzen mufanecha, because you don't know yet, so it's dover asamanayin, hiratzen mufanecha, shem lekeinu, she tishlach bro, give me a bracha. Okay. He's chilamid.
If it's already harvested, but you don't know the quantity.
How much can be rotten? How much can be good? Lamid means also you're going to now pile it up and everything else. So how much of it is going to be used?
It's already happened. Whatever has happened, he just doesn't know.
No, it's still it can rot tomorrow. It's still happening. He's chilamid. He says, Baruch Hashem le'ar bracha be'kedi hazeh. Okay, it's still happening. More than once you already measured and you piled it up. Now it's fulfilled. It's fulfilled.
Your wife is pregnant. What were you going to ask for?
But then we had the Gemara with Leah. She changed it from Dina. We had the Gemara brachas. You're right. You can't. It's a fulfilled. If you hear a Gemara says there, if you hear a shout in the city, and you say, "Eishet, please, it shouldn't be my son who's crying." It's a tefillah shav. Whoever it was. If it's your son, it's fafal. If it isn't, it isn't. That's called a tefillah shav. The fish in a bracha mitzuyah loy bedavra shakul. A bracha is not found something that is weighed. V'loy bedavra modern, something is measured. V'loy bedavra modern, something is counted. Ella bedavra hasamu mina ayin. So that, because who said that you deserve to really see the bracha itself? I mean, all kinds of explanations. I think the Mashal says it. Who said you deserve to actually see the bracha itself? If you know you had $20 and then you find $25, you see the bracha. And maybe you don't deserve that. But if you don't know how much you have and you know, whatever it is, so then maybe she can sneak it in. Havlo.
So was the chayus, you're going to have it, you should also say that.
When you're going?
When you're going to have it, talavai this harvest should be.
That for sure, Mustam. I'm sure. Shenem, it says, Yitzhav HaShem Yichaz HaBrocha Ba'asamecha. Oma Shmuel, says Shmuel, Sofi, money. Aim lehem shmira ela bekarkif. I'm a shomer, and I'm given the task to watch your money. The only safe place to watch money is in the ground, buried in the ground.
And then remember where you buried, and remember to tell your kids where you buried. No. Once you go, and
we'll have a Gemara Sanhedrin that a guy buried the money taka under a tree, and after he died, he came to his son in his dream, and he told him that the money's under that tree, and it's not ours. It's I can't remember. It was Maitashani money, or it was someone else's money. So he woke up when he found the money there. He went to the Rav and he asked the Rabbi, I think it was Rabbi Yechon, can I keep the money or not? Because the dream said there's money there, so that part is true. And then he said it's not ours, it's my Sheni money. So Rabbi Yechon says, Ein cholim beloy dvarim betalim. And therefore, the dvarim betalim is whose money it is, keep it. Even though half the dream came out to be true.
So the Lashon Karka here, if it's the same as Shlish Karka, then it means literally.
Oh, that's the question whether it's the same or yeah. Omar Rav, he definitely means to hide it in the ground. You're someone else's money, you have no right to invest it. Omar Rav, Rav, Moide Shmuel, Be'erev Shabbos, Be'en HaShmoshes. Shmuel's Moide, that if it's Erev Shabbos, Be'en HaShmoshes, that you don't really have time to go ahead and dig holes in the ground. He's Dla'at Rechur, Abon, where Matri, that he should go up and dig a hole, so you can put it away somewhere on Shabbos, hide it, and after Shabbos, he buries it. The Yishol, even after Shabbos, he didn't go straight away. He waited a while, Mikvarinu, before he buried it, like Kavrinu, and didn't bury it, Mechayiv. He should have buried it after Shabbos, and if he didn't bury it and was stolen, It's irresponsible in Yechayiv. What about the Itzur b'merabbonenu? What about if you're a rabbi? Savar, he think, who's a rabbi? If the owner of the money is a rabbi. Now this is an interesting thing here. Dilma b'boy lezuzel la'avdalta. It's a little bit hard to understand. If the owner is a tzur b'merabbonen and he wants to make havdalah on wine, so maybe the guy will find that he doesn't have any money, any wine. He needs money. He'll come to my house and ask for the money. And if I dug it in the ground, it'll be a big ticha. I'll wait a half an hour as long as people are going for shul and they need money for havdalah. If he doesn't come, then I'll bury it. So then you're allowed to. And why only a Talmud Chacham makes havdalah on wine? And everybody else wanted to make havdalah. That's what chamar is. What chamar medina versus wine. So is he saying that tzumer rabban is going to be machma not to rely on chamar medina and dafke use wine, and if we have to wait, it doesn't explain. Rashi says in tzumer rabbanu hamafki, the one who owns the money, shuhu chorad al mitzvahs havdalah ala kois. Chorad al mitzvahs havdalah. He trembles for the mitzvah of dollar dafka to use a kais. In other words, maybe he won't use a substitute chmar medina. It says in Sfarim, a school of a panos is to make Abdullah dafka and wine and not rely on the halacha chmar medina. So maybe that's what he means here, that a tzurmer rabbanon is not going to use the alternative of chmar medina. He will dafka use wine. So therefore, you're waiting. Amar Hashemah, the Shemah.
This is in a case when he gives it to Merav Shabbos.
Yeah. So Amar Hashemah, Dilma Meboy Le Zuzi Lavdalta. Maybe he'll need money for Avdallah. Lahachala Kavrinu Upotter. If this guy's a Tzimra Rabbanon, you would think he would have some wine prepared before Shabbos. And because why? He gave it to him a minute before Shabbos, and he doesn't know if he has wine or not for Avdallah. So it's a Shracha Tzimra Rabbanon here.
He's a curling man. How much can he already have? He's sitting learning all day. He's asked for a king.
If he's a curling man, then why is he giving him money to hide? Obviously, yeah, this guy has money.
He had an extra guest.
Oh, it's a Nadin. This is a Nadin girl.
So he used his Avdallah cup.
He got paid by the coil on Friday. He needs the money for the rest of the week now. He needs something to look after.
Okay. There's a Gemara Vayitah Vayidna today, the Shchicha Geshoshoi, that these Ganovim out there. So many Ganovim, they go around with these metal detectors and they walk around looking for people who hide money. Ain Len Shmida El B'Shmei Kodi. You can no longer hide under the ground. You got to hide it on the beams. metal detectors don't go to the beams. But even the shchichim promoting, now you have nuganovim that they walk around with some other kind of instrument. They look on the beams to see what's how if anybody's hid money there. Ain len shmita ain el beino urban. I'm not sure which beams he's talking about over here because it's in my house. What's he doing in my house? Where are these the ceilings that he's talking about over here? These planks that these promoi are walking into. I'm not sure what's going on here. Anyway, maybe they break in your house and they break through the beams. Ain len shmita el beino urban. Now you no longer have you can no longer hide over there. You have to put it over there between the wall inside your wall. Amar Rava Moed Shmuel Bekoisel. Or Bein Urim means between the houses you put it, or you can put it in the wall. Yeah. So between the two houses you put it in the wall. But Moed inside your house you can put in the wall. That is a good shmira. Now you have new class of ganavim. They tap the walls. If there's a hollow spot in the wall, they know there's money. These ganavim, they were real professionals. They walked around with metal detectors. Then they walked around with these things in the roof, and then they walked around tapping walls. And there's a hole in the wall. Ain lem shmira b'tefach l'karka. Oy b'tefach hasanj mekeri. Now it's not enough to put it in the ground. You got to dig at least a tefach deep, or at least you go on top of the beam there, a tefach higher than the beam, so that nobody can get there.
I know why you went into the Maron's.